Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman, remembered by Avram Goldhar, and today Masechus Ksubis Daf Test. First Perek, Pesula Nisais. The Zikud Masechus Ksubis program has been generously sponsored as a schus for HaChazachas HaTorah. So the three daps are going to focus on. Number one, Bolazar said, HaOmer Pesach Basuch Masasi Ne'aman Al-Osrolav. One who says regarding his kala, I found an open entrance, suggesting that she has already had relations with someone else, is believed to make her forbidden to him. Rashi explains that there's no tainus basulim, either because she's from a family that does not have dam basulim, or because the cloth that would have shown the blood was lost. Even though his claim cannot be verified, he is believed, as it applies to himself, to make her into something that is forbidden to him. He's not believed to the extent that would make her lose her ksuba. Then we're asked why she should be forbidden, given that this is a case of sfeik sfeika, a double doubt. It's a suffolk whether she had relations while she was engaged to him, and even if she did, suffolk ba'onis, suffolk ba'ratzon. It's a suffolk whether she was forced or did it willingly. The Gemara answers that Beleza's ruling would apply to a Kohen's wife who does become forbidden, even if it was by force, and it even applies with the Yisrael's wife, where her father accepted Kedushim for her when she was less than 3 years old and a day. Point number two, as part of the analysis of Beleza's ruling, the question is asked regarding the incident with Bathsheba and David, why Bathsheba was not forbidden to David, since Rashi explains there were many Edim. The Gemara brings two answers. She was an onus, and a woman does not become forbidden in such a case, or it's in accordance with that which Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani said in the name of Yonasan. Whoever would go out to fight in a war of Beis David would write a get for his wife, as it's written in regard to instructions that David received from Yishai his father, and look into your brother's well-being and take their aruba. What does it mean to take their aruba? Rav Yosef taught the following braisa, Dvarim hamuravim beino levena. It refers to things which are mixed between him and her, which Rashi explains means taking the kedushin away by means of a get. The get was given conditionally to take effect from the time of writing if the husband were to die in battle. Uriah died on the battlefield, and therefore Bathsheba was permitted to David. And pointing with Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, Omer Pesach Basuch Masasi, Ne'aman Avsira Ksubasa. If a man says, I found an open entrance, he's believed to make her lose her ksuba. Rashi makes reference to the Gemara on the following daf, which asks, what did the Chachamim achieve by instituting a ksuba if the husband can free himself of payment by claiming Pesach Basuch Masasi? And Rava's answer that we're not concerned because it's a chazaka ein arm torech besuda mapsida. It's a chazaka that a man will not go through the effort of preparing the suda for the chasna and then waste it. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbi Lazar said, Ha'omer Pesach Basuch Masasi, Ne'aman Lo'osrolav. One who says regarding his kala, I found an open entrance suggesting that she's already had relations with someone else, is believed to make her forbidden to him. Rashi explains that there's no tainus basulim, either because she's from a family that does not have dam basulim, or because the cloth that would have shown the blood was lost. Even though his claim cannot be verified, he is believed, as it applies to himself, to make her into something that is forbidden to him. He's not believed to the extent that would make her lose her ksuba. Then we're asked why she should be forbidden, given that this is a case of sfeik sfeika, a double doubt. It's a suffolk whether she had relations while she was engaged to him, and even if she did, suffolk ba'onis, suffolk ba'ratzon. It's a suffolk whether she was forced or did it willingly. The Gemara answers that Beleza's ruling would apply to a Kohen's wife who does become forbidden, even if it was by force, and it even applies with the Yisrael's wife, where her father accepted Kedushim for her when she was less than 3 years old and a day. Point number two, as part of the analysis of Beleza's ruling, the question is asked regarding the incident with Bathsheba and David, why Bathsheba was not forbidden to David, since Rashi explains there were many Edim. The Gemara brings two answers. She was an onus, and a woman does not become forbidden in such a case, or it's in accordance with that which Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani said in the name of Yonasan. Whoever would go out to fight in a war of Beis David would write a get for his wife, as it's written in regard to instructions that David received from Yishai his father, and look into your brother's well-being and take their aruba. What does it mean to take the aruba? Rav Yosef taught the following braisa, Dvarim hamuravim beino levena. It refers to things which are mixed between him and her, which Rashi explains means taking the kedushin away by means of a get. The get was given conditionally to take effect from the time of writing if the husband were to die in battle. Uriah died on the battlefield, and therefore Bathsheba was permitted to David. And pointing with Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, Omer Pesach Basuch Masasi, Ne'aman Avsira Ksubasa. If a man says, I found an open entrance, he's believed to make her lose her ksuba. Rashi makes reference to the Gemara on the following daf, which asks, what did the Chachamim achieve by instituting a ksuba if the husband can free himself of payment by claiming Pesach Basuch Masasi? And Rava's answer that we're not concerned because it's a chazaka ein arm torech besuda mapsida. It's a chazaka that a man will not go through the effort of preparing the suda for the chasna and then waste it. All right, so now we go to our siman daf tes, and our standard siman is a teapot, because tes is a t sound, and it sort of looks like a teapot. So we use teapot or things related to tea. So here goes. At the Pesach Pesuach tea house, where callers who became forbidden to their chassans came for tea, sat one way to show the get her husband gave her before he went to war, to a sad friend who lost her ksuba because her chassan, who went through the effort of preparing the suda, was believed. Once again, in slow motion. At the Pesach Pesuach tea house, that must be around Dav, Tess, tea, teapot. At the Pesach Pesuach tea house, where callers who became forbidden to their chassans came for tea, which reminds me of Belezer said, Omer Pesach Pesuach Masasi Naman Loshalov. If the chassan said, I found an open entrance suggesting that she's already in relations with someone else, he's believed to make her forbidden to him. Even though this claim cannot be verified, he is believed, as it applies to himself, to make her into something that's forbidden to him. He's not believed to the extent that it would make her lose her ksuba. So, at the Pesach Pesuach tea house, where callers who became forbidden to their chassans came for tea, sat one lady who showed the get her husband gave her before he went to war. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, why was Batsheva permitted to daven given there are many witnesses? And the Gemara gives two answers. One, it was done by Ones, or secondly, Uriah gave her a get before going to war. The get was given conditionally to take effect from the time of writing if the husband were to die in battle. Uriah died on the battlefield, and therefore Batsheva was permitted to David. So at the Pesach Pesuach tea house, where calls who became forbidden to their chassans came for tea, sat one lady who showed the get her husband gave her before he went to war, to a sad friend who lost her ksuba because her chassan, who went through the effort of preparing the suda, was believed. Which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the Mishmul, Omer Pesach Pesuach Masasi, Naman Lafsida Ksuba Sal. When they were asked, what did the Chomim achieve by instituting a Ksuba, if the husband could easily free himself of it with this claim, Rav answered that Chazaka ain't Adam Tariq Masuda Masida. It's Chazaka, man will not put all this effort into preparing the Suda and then waste it. So once again, at the Pesach Pesuach tea house, where callers who became forbidden to their chassans came for tea, sat one lady who showed the get her husband gave her before he went to war, to a sad friend who lost her ksuba because her chassan, who went through the effort of preparing the seuda, was believed. All right, so now it's time for four balat back, chazara. Daf hey. So the simmer daf hey is hey, a haystack. So here goes. The wedding guest at the Wednesday chassan is sitting on bundles of hay. That must be on daf hey. The wedding guest at the Wednesday chasna sitting on bundles of hay and admiring the exotic fish tank next to the chuppah, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, must the chasna have relations Wednesday night for fear of his cooling off if done earlier, or he can have relations earlier on Wednesday? And answers that he does not need to get married at night, for we learned that a basula marries on Wednesday and has relations Wednesday night, oil of a nemrabo bracha ladogim, since the bracha of a fish was set on that day. An almana is married on Thursday and has relations Thursday night, since the bracha of the Adam was set on that day. So we see from here that the reason for having relations Wednesday night is only because of the bracha and not out of concern for his cooling off. So the wedding guest at the Wednesday chasna sitting on bundles of hay and admiring the exotic fish tank next to the chuppah had their fingers in their ears when they overheard two guests chatting idly, which reminds us, Bar Kapar Tach, Yimishma Adam Davar She'enu Hagun, Yaniach Etzbo Ba'aznav, that if a person hears something that is not proper, he should place his finger, which Rashi explains is tapered like a spike, in his ears. It was on the base midrash of Rabbi Shmuel, why is the entire ear hard while the lobe of the ear is soft? She'im yishma adam davar she'enu hagun Yaakov al yelesocha. That if a person hears something that is not proper, he'll be able to bend the lobe into his ear, blocking the sound. It was taught in a braisa, al yishma adam la'aznav dvarim b'teilim v'nei she'en nichmas chilo le'ivarim. A person should not allow his ears to hear idle talk because the ears are the first to burn of the limbs. So the wedding guest at the Wednesday chasna sitting on bundles of hay and admiring the exotic fish tank next to the chuppah had their fingers in their ears when they overheard two guests chatting idly about storing blood versus wounding. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks regarding having relations with the basula, mal libo betchil b'shabbos, what's the halacha regarding having relations for the first time on Shabbos? Dam mifkad pakid, is the blood stored in her body, which Rashi explains means that it's simply released when the hymen is broken and not absorbed in the body, in which case it's not wounding that's causing it to bleed. Or is the bleeding a result of a wound, which Rashi explains occurs when the vaginal walls tear and bleed as they're separated from one another? The Gemara will bring two different versions of a series of questions that were asked to clarify the issue. Davav, so the simmer Davav is a sword. So here goes. The Rav waving his sword of destruction, sword, that must be more on Davav. The Rav waving his sword of destruction, defending his position, that one can have relations with a basul on Shabbos, since the chasin is makalkel, which reminds us, the Gemara in Hey Amud Beis asks, Mahu libo b'tchil b'Shabbos, what's the halacha regarding having relations for the first time on Shabbos with a basul? And the Gemara concludes that according to the view that Rav permits it, Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that davar shein miskaven aser, an unintended act is aser, yet he permitted having relations with the basul on Shabbos, for whether one holds damip kadpaki, the blood is stored in the body, or damachabur machabur, the blood is the result of a wound, Rav permitted because it's mekalkel, he's acting destructively. And Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that davar shein miskaven is mutter when it's destructive. So the Rav waving his sword of destruction, defending his position, that one can have relations with the basul on Shabbos, since ochasin is mekalkel, pushes way through a tight entrance, despite dislodging pebbles. Which reminds us, Rav Chisda challenged Shmuel's opinion that would stay in the Beis Midrash of Rav, that having relations for the first time on Shabbos is forbidden, from a Mishnah in Nida, which stated that regarding a tinokes, if her time to reach the age of menstruation has arrived, but she has not yet had her period, and she gets married, Beis Hillel say, we give her until Motzi Shabbos for a total of 4 nights, which seems to imply that if he did not yet successfully have relations with her, he may have relations with her on Shabbos. Rav's second answer is that the Mishnah is referring to when he already had relations on the first night, and the Gemara explains that the Mishnah is coming to teach it's mutter to have relations on Shabbos, even though some bleeding might result. The Shmuel said, it's permitted to enter a tight opening on Shabbos, even though it causes pebbles to fall. Shmuel follows Rabbi Shimon's opinion that davar shein miskaven is mutter, an unintentional act is mutter. So the Rav waving his sword of destruction, defending his position, that one can have relations with the basul on Shabbos, since ochasin is mekalkel, pushes way through a tight entrance despite dislodging pebbles, to inform ochasin he's patur from Krishma, even on Shabbos. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yosef challenged Shmuel's opinion that it's forbidden to have relations for the first time on Shabbos from a Mishnah in Brachos that stated, Chasim patim mekriyashma laila harishon ad motzi Shabbos. A chasim is marrying a basula is patim from kriyashma from the first night of marriage until motzi Shabbos, if he didn't do the act of having relations. Now this implies that this exemption applies even on Friday night based on the fact he's preoccupied because he wants to have relations with her and is not sure whether his bia will be successful. We see from here that one may have relations for the first time with the basula on Shabbos. Abai's defense that he's not permitted to have relations, and the reason for the exemption is Mishum Tirda, that he's preoccupied with his previous failure to have completed the act on previous nights, is refuted. Dav Zayin, so the Simra Dav Zayin is a gun. So here goes. The 10 minute of the chasna of the Almana and Alman, who are waiting to do a 7-gun salute, that must be on Dav Zayin, gun. The 10 men of the chasna of the Almana and Alman were waiting to do a 7-gun salute for the one-time recital of Sheva Brachas, which reminds us, we learned from Boaz and Rus, that Sheva Brachas are recited when an Alman marries an Almana. And then when Rav Huna said that when an Almana marries an Alman, she does not require Sheva Brachas, he meant, Eina Tuna Bracha Kol Shiva, Avo Yomecha Tuna Bracha. She does not require Sheva Brachas for all 7 days, but she does require Sheva Brachas for the first day. So the 10 men of the chasna of the Almana and Alman were waiting to do a 7-gun salute for the one-time recital of Sheva Brachos, after the Masada Kedushin recited the Birchas Erison, which reminds us, the Gemara gives a text for Birchas Erison and teaches that there's a machlokas on how to conclude the bracha, whether to end with V'hitulana us in Nesuos all yedei chupa v'kedushin, and permit us to those women who are Nesuos through chupa and kedushin, and not with a concluding bracha, since it's like a bracha on fruit or a mitzvah, or to end it with the bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael all yedei chupa v'kedushin, who sanctifies Yisrael through chupa and kedushin, since the bracha speaks of kedusha. So the 10 men of the chasna, the Almana and Alman, were waiting to do a 7-gun salute for the one-time recital of Sheva Brachos, after the Masada Kedushin recited the Birchas Erison, were invited to come be Panim Chadashos at another Sheva Brachos afterwards, and shoot some more. Which reminds us, it was taught in a Brisa, Mevarchim Birchas Chasanim Basar Kol Shiva, we recite Sheva Brachos in the presence of 10 men all 7 days. Rav Yehuda said, "Bushabau panim chadashos." This is provided that new faces come to the meal. Rashi defines panim chadashos as those who were not there the previous day. Dav Ches. So the Simur Dav Ches is a challah. So here goes. The Sheva Brachas challah. That must be more on Dav Ches. The Sheva Brachas challah made in the shape of a man and a woman joined as one, with the text of the brachas written out with poppy seeds, which reminds us the Gemara lists the text of the Sheva Brachas and relates that besides the bracha, Abarei Pirakaf and Levi only recited 5 brachas, including the 3rd bracha of Asher Yetzar Adam B'Tzamo, who formed man in his image, but leaving out the 2nd bracha of Yetzar Adam, who formed the man. But Rav Asi recited all 6. Rav Asi holds Basa Machshava Azlin, and we follow Hashem's plan, which was to make a separate male and female in a separate act of creation. Therefore, 2 brachas are necessary. Levi holds Basar Maisa is when we follow Hashem's action in which he created a single entity. Therefore, only one bracha is necessary. So the Sheva brachas chala made in the shape of a man and a woman, joined as one with the text of the brachas written out with poppy seeds, was taken instead to the mourner's house by the rabbi's meturgeman, who spoke words of comfort. Which reminds us, Reish Lakish instructed his meturgeman to speak words of comfort several times, and regarding the mourners, he said, Rabim shasu rabim yishtu, many drunk from the cup of death, and many will drink. Like the drink of the early generations, so is the drink of the later generations. Abai said, one should not say, many will drink, nor mention the drink of later generations. For Rabbi Shimon Lakish taught, Lohom al yiftach adam pivah satan, one should never open one's mouth to satan. So the Sheva Brachas Chala made in the shape of a man and a woman joined as one, with the text of the Brachas written out with poppy seeds, was taken instead to the mourner's house by the rabbi's meturgeman who spoke words of comfort, and instructed the mourners to eat it along with 10 cups of wine. Which reminds us, Ula said, and some say it was taught in a brisa, Asara kosos tignu chachamim beisa eva. The chachamim instituted 10 cups of wine in the house of mourning. Rashi explains that it's fitting to give a mourner a lot to drink, as the pasuk states, Tnu shecher la'ovid v'yan l'mari nafesh. Give strong drink to one who's destroyed, and wine to those with a bitter soul. 3 cups were given before the meal, 3 during the meal, and 4 were given after the meal, each one upon the conclusion of one of the 4 brachos of birchas hamazon. 4 more cups were instituted, the last for Rabbi Gamliel, because he provoked the change to burial to be only in plain linen garments. But after the Chachamim saw people were getting drunk, they went back to only 10. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our 10-question pop quiz. Number 1. Which daf do we have in Machlokes regarding how many Sheva Brachas were recited based on whether we go after Hashem's Machshava or what he actually did in the creation of Adam and Chava? That's on daf. Ches. Good. Number 2. Which step do you want? If one hears something improper, he should put his fingers in his ears or pull his earlobes up to cover the ears. That's on daf. Hey. Good. Number 3. Which step do you want? That one reason Bathsheba was not forbidden to David HaMelech is that Uriah gave her a get, Al-Tanai, when he went to war. That's on daf. Test. Good. Number 4. Which step do you want? That for an Alman and an Almana, Sheva Brachas are recited for only one night. That's on daf. Zion. Good. Number 5. Which something the Rebbe Lezer holds that a chassan who says Pesach Basuch Masasi is believed to make the call forbidden to him, but not to make her lose her ksuba. That's on daf. Test. Good. Number 6. Which something learned from the Maisa of the Maturgman providing comfort that Al Tiftach Pela Satan. That's on daf. Ches. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have a machlokes regarding how to end the Birchas Erison? That's on daf. Zion. Good. Number 8. Which something in the review to said in the name of Shmuel that a chassan is believed to make his call a loser ksuba when he says Pesach Basuch Masasi because it's a chazaka that a man will not go through the effort of preparing a suda to waste it. That's on daf. Test. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do when the people treat Avelis more lightly than the Isser Nida? That's on daf. Dalit. Good. And number 10, which definitely when there was a custom to give 10 cups of wine to a mourner and then 4 more, which was rescinded because people were getting drunk. That's on daf. Ches, excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.